This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently
that we shouldn't
vote. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Well, a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I want to take you back during the first segment only. I just want to give you a little, let's go back. Let's take a couple steps back. Probably about 5 days ago, we were talking about dealing with the warmongers, the American politicians. I was highlighting Hermann Göring, where he said the people can always be brought to the biddings of the leaders. That's easy. All you have to do is tell them that they're being attacked and denounce the pacifists for lack of patriotism, for not getting behind those that are saying that you're being attacked and exposing the country to danger. He said it works the same way in any country. Okay, that was Hermann Göring, mass murder under Adolf Hitler. Remember how we talked about the headlines, how Pentagon blew $500 million plus on fake Al-Qaeda videos? Remember how we were talking about last week, judge tells states that they must take in Syrian refugees, and I shared with you that America, you're not being attacked by a foreign enemy, you're being attacked by your politicians, and I said, deal with the warmongers, the American politicians. Remember I highlighted Obama's administration proposes plans for Americans to adopt sponsor Muslim immigration into the United States while America is resisting and refusing. Remember I was telling you about how the former CIA officer said most terrorists are false flag terrorists or created by our own security forces? And how the DHS memo acknowledges the fact that refugees fraud is already happening. In other words, they're bringing them in regardless of what you have to say concerning your laws of the Constitutional Republic, Article 4, Section 4. Remember last week how we were talking about the Marine Corps that was under attack by a school district for taking that school district to court, bringing a lawsuit against them for teaching Islamic indoctrination? And then remember I brought up about how Hillary Clinton names German Chancellor Angela Merkel as a favorite world leader, and Angela Merkel is the one responsible for stating that Germany belongs to Islam. Remember how I brought that up last week? And I was sharing with you, deal with the warmongers, the American politicians. And I'm trying to awaken the American people to the fact that you're not under attack by a foreign enemy. You're under attack by your own government. Remember I was sharing that with you just last week? And remember how I was sharing with you, friends, that the global war on terror is being used to bring in a government of terror. And I shared with you, friends, how terror was the creation to mold politically the control that they wanted. And keep in mind, Condoleezza Rice, Secretary of State under George W. Bush, said that the system of terror was essential to Stalinism. And she said terrorism was the creation to mold politically control that they wanted. And if we would go back to our forefathers, we would see this kind of stuff a mile away, because James Madison, the father of our Constitution, he is the one that was responsible saying, if tyranny or oppression ever come to this land, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. And I guess for some reason or another, that wasn't good enough for the American people neither. And why am I saying that, Bradley? Well, remember when I shared with you, friends, about former British Foreign Secretary Robin Cook, Inter-Services Intelligence, who's on record stating the truth is there is no Islamic army or terrorist group called Al-Qaeda. And any informed intelligent officer knows this. But there's a propaganda campaign to make the public believe in the presence of an identified entity representing the devil, only in order to drive TV watchers to accept a unified international leadership for a war against terrorism. And he said the country behind this is the U.S. Remember I told you about that, America? Remember how I told you just yesterday that Anderson Cooper himself, friends, works for the CIA, and we know what the CIA is about. Remember yesterday I shared with you that I'm a direct descendant and heir to the Vanderbilts, the second wealthiest family in American history. And before I came the face of CNN, I was in a secret society at Yale University called the Manuscript Society while at Yale. I worked for the CIA and became a participant in Operation Mockingbird, right? Where we found out those that control the state-controlled narrative, not just in the United States of America, but also throughout the world, were being paid by the CIA to go ahead and start pushing their propaganda. That is Operation Mockingbird, which was exposed in 1975 in this country. Anderson Cooper goes on and says, now I spread disinformation through the mainstream media to manipulate the thoughts and beliefs of the public to further the CIA's agenda. And I told you, friends, if you'd like to, you can go online and see CNN's Anderson Cooper admits that he worked for the CIA. You remember when I shared all this stuff with you, friends? Do you remember how I exhaustively on a daily basis remind you of who's doing the attacking concerning what's going on in your country? And for some reason or another, the American people just want to go to sleep. Do you remember when I shared with you concerning what William Casey, the CIA director under Ronald Reagan, said back in 1981? He said, we'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American people believes is false. I am getting to my point here, friends. Do you remember how I exhaustively reiterate the same point, and I continuously tell you it is not tedious for me to warn you as to what's going on in your country? Well, lo and behold, friends, guess what we found out today? Edward Snowden, take him for what he is. I have questions about this guy, but it's interesting to note that he said, and I know this to be a fact in my heart by the Holy Ghost, this is a fact, these programs were never about terrorism. They're about economic spying, social control, and diplomatic manipulation. They're about power. You can go to the 18 NSA direct, 18 CIA direct, 18 section of DEF 22, Sec of State, RCF members, RF members, and they are on the Council of Foreign Relations. You can go ahead and check that reference, folks, because, friends, I want to let you know something. Your government, they are not spying to stop terrorism. They are spying to control you. They are exploiting you for benefits. The alibi that government always relies on to justify its actions. Folks, I want to tell you something. As I shared with you at the very beginning of this segment, who has been attacking you, America, since 2001, September 11th. Who's been attacking you? I've shared with you concerning the Patriot Act. I told you it's unconstitutional, how it was passed at 3:30 in the morning, and not one representative had time to read that stack before it was passed. The Patriot Act is unconstitutional, therefore it's null and void. Why are all these bureaucracies being created, like DHS and others, being used against you? Why are they stacking foreigners on the DHS that hate your guts, America? Why are they using radical homosexuals, and on the heels, why are they using the radical Muslims that want to destroy this country, friends? And again, as I shared with you, friends, deal with the warmongers, the American politicians, lawfully, because I'm telling you what, they're the ones that are doing the attacking as they're selling you out to your foreign enemy. America, you're under perfect judgment. We'll be right back, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Did you know that less than 0.5% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? and the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S. to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I was talking about during the first segment here about dealing with the warmongers, American politicians. I want you to remember what our forefathers warned us of. The two enemies of the people are criminals and government, so let us tie the second down to the chains of the Constitution so the second will not become the legalized version of the first. Folks, this has been going on for a long time. I've exasperated the point at times to let you know, America, that your enemy is within. You have an enemy without, no question about it, but the fact of the matter is your representatives, your American politicians, are the ones that are attacking you because they're sold out to foreigners that mean to destroy your country. And folks, when I said right before the end of the last segment that this is perfect judgment, it doesn't get any more plain as to what's going on. It's as plain as the nose on your face, America. It really is. Fools for their pains is what we're going to be talking about in just a moment here. If God does not exist, then everything is permissible. If there is no God, then there are no rules to live by. No moral law we must follow. We can do whatever we want. And it's amazing to me when I give that quote to you that a great percentage of the American people profess to be Christians, yet I can find less than 3% of the real deal going all the way up the hierarchy, all the way up the flagpole concerning the American church. I can tell you why we are in trouble, friends, because of the compromise, because of the political correctness, which means they're traitors to their own principles. Folks, it's just a sad state with where we're at today, but it's a great opportunity for those that have ears to hear and eyes to see. We're going to be talking about fools for pain and for their pains in just a moment here. I want to jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. And by the way, if you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertyradio.com. Those two pages interact one with another. sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump on my Facebook, which is Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean on my Facebook and or my Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1, double E. Folks, you can also give us a call over the next three segments. Please stick to the topic or something that's relevant to the topic. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Friends, if you feel like David did in the book of Psalms where he said, Lord, take my feet out of the miry clay and put my feet upon the rock and establish my goings, that's what the Sons of Liberty Media and Sons of Liberty Radio is all about. Hey, folks, we may highlight the problem, but I want to tell you what, we highlight the answer more so. 90% law, 10% grace. And, folks, that's the method here. I just wanted to let you know. Again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Jumping over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, did you know? Did you know? And we got to check some stats on this because I don't believe everything that's thrown out there. Believe me, I cross-check everything. Record, 64.7 million non-English speaking individuals in the United States, and Arabic is the fastest growing language in America. This is all on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Under judgment, the Lord said, they will be made the head and you will be made the tail. Is that what's happening today? And that judgment belongs to a people that would not hearken unto the Lord's commandments or his statutes or his judgments to keep or to do them. They love God so much, 78% of American people do, that profess their Christianity, that they disobey him at every given opportunity. And I want to tell you, here's the good side of all of this. Did you know that Muslims in record numbers are being saved today? They're converting to Christianity. And I've shared with you, friends, it's interesting how the American church will spend millions and millions and millions of dollars. I can give you the exact numbers, not right now, but I can give them to you if you'd like to ask. Go ahead and give us a call, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747 if you want those numbers. But it's interesting that the American church, they will spend millions of dollars to send missionaries over into foreign countries to convert them to a Jesus, while all the while looking and overlooking their own posterity in their own country. They're worthless. They're shameful. That's where a good portion of all this money is going, friends, to send missionaries over to foreign countries. By the way, to preach a false gospel to other parts of the world. It's interesting to note that the real gospel is coming in from foreigners from other countries into America now. And it's interesting, God used to have to send foreign prophets to nations that fell to false prophets because they would no longer take heed to the word of God. So God would send in foreign prophets to awaken those nations that claimed that they were God's people. Well, that's what's happening here in America today. Going back to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, record 64.7 million non-English speakers in the United States, and Arabic is the fastest growing language. America, again, I hate saying it, but I gotta say it, you're under God's perfect judgment. There is no, you want great specificity? Folks, there it is. Read the Word of God. You'll understand exactly as to why we are in the position that we are in today. Folks, sonsoflibertymedia.com. When I say the word George Soros, everybody knows, for the most part, that he funds everything anti-American. He funds groups that mean to destroy this country. He's also known as an international war criminal. He's banned from several countries, but for some reason or another, in America, everybody knows he's criminal, but they allow him to bring his money into fund groups that mean to destroy this country. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top 10 reasons and more why George Soros should be considered an enemy of America, do you think? America, come on! This is ridiculous. You know, some of these headlines, folks, sometimes they come across as like, really? Are you kidding me? I mean, folks, are we to the point where we need to be spoken to as a bunch of children? Or do we really have the facts and understand what's at hand? Because, folks, we are in it again. Yesterday, I'd shared with you sonsoflibertymedia.com. Democrats use provocateurs to incite violence and GOP rallies. I understand, friends, that this goes all the way, of course, without surprise, for those that are awake. It leads right to the front door of the White House once again. And we see who's doing this. But again, the American people would rather be entertained out of their freedoms rather than to deal with those that are stealing away their freedoms. How little gratitude the American people showed for those that were willing to sacrifice themselves to give it to us, both in the spiritual and in the natural. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Folks, here we have it. Female Air Force General says standards scare a lot of people. Folks, have we bent this dummy down? I mean, have we been so stupefied to actually take these words from people that should know better? Hey, folks, when you're in the military, you set the standard. You are the standard. And what is that standard? It's the law and the lawgiver. I mean, obstacles are put everywhere when you go through basic training as a standard to get over. They're obstacles to get over. That's what they're for. And I want to tell you something. When the American people realize what's going on here, we need to set the bar back where it belongs and where it is. His name is Jesus Christ. He is the level of expectation in all that we're called to do. And we are called to put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. And I'm talking about the one that's sitting at the right hand of my Heavenly Father, even now, who's alive forevermore. His name is Jesus Christ. I mean, listen to this. Female Air Force General says standards scare a lot of people. Come on, America. I mean, how ridiculous. I don't care if it scares you or not. Leaders lead the way, and they follow the Christ. 1 Corinthians 11:1, John 14:6. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Muslim anti-radicalism advisor for UK government. Ready for this? By the way, they have in Britain, now they have a Muslim. It's so bad over there, they now have a Muslim mayor. That sounds like Dearborn, Michigan. Hey, you folks in Michigan, what aren't you doing over there? This is ridiculous. I mean, they're chanting their anti-American rant within the United States of America, and the people in Michigan allow it? Come on, America. But look at this again. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Muslim anti-radicalism advisor for the UK government, arrested for multiple rapes and then threatens to murder the victims if they said anything. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Wow. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Video conspiracy confirmed in FBI files. There really is a shadow government. Of course there is. Remember back in the 90s, Bill Clinton, the criminal himself, remember he was asked about government. He said, there's a government inside of this government that I have no control over. Yep, and I want to tell the government that's inside the government that Billy Bob and the President of the United States have no government over. I want to tell you whose control you are under. He's the God of our fathers, the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I just wanted to remind you, so on Judgment Day, I didn't warn you too. But now you know. I don't care if there's a shadow government or not. And to be quite frank with you, I'm sick and tired of talking about all the bad news going on in this country, friends. But the fact of the matter is I can't right the wrongs by myself. I can do them with your help. We can do this together because we, the people, has meaning. As a matter of fact, that's even found in the preamble of the Constitution of the United States. So why don't we get this right? And furthermore, when we read the preamble of the Constitution of the United States, you know what it says? Firstly, friends, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice. Why don't we do that concerning corruption in our government today?
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now. 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Polesky of the Polesky Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users, if you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I was just highlighting the fact during the last segment how the church makes it a point to take in millions of dollars in America, if you want to call them that, to send people over, missionaries to other countries, to get them saved to a Jesus that they can't convert anybody over here to. I mean, folks, in so many different ways, when you look at the professed church, I've heard this said before. It's not true, but I've heard it said before. The greatest reason in the production of fruit concerning atheists in this country are because of the church, which is not true, but I get their point. I mean, the bottom line here is, if you're read Galatians 1, because when you receive your revelation, you're born again of the Spirit, John 3:3 as well. It's by the power of the Holy Ghost. I find my faith not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of God. That's in 1 Corinthians 2:5. When you go over to 1 Corinthians 4:20, it says, the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. Okay, so I'm not supposed to find my faith in men anyways. But in saying that, their point is well taken. And furthermore, going back to our foundations, Ben Franklin said in 1793 that atheism was unheard of in this country. And why is that? Because they were fighting the revolution. There's no such thing as an atheist in a foxhole. Okay? I hope you're getting my point here. But I'm saying that for the very purpose, friends, that professed Christians today, they act more like atheists than the atheists do in this country. I mean, they do what they know they shouldn't do. And the things that they should do, they don't do. and yet they walk around when they're with a group of people that are professed Christians as well, and then they talk their Christianity like they do in the church, and then when they leave the building, they turn on the radio and they have a whole different language. It's called hypocrisy, and they hold the truth in unrighteousness. But I'm going over to make my point here. If God doesn't exist, then everything is permissible. This is the doctrine of devils. This is the doctrine of atheists, okay? All seven of them across the United States of America. If God does not exist, then everything is permissible. If there is no God, then there are no rules to live by. See, it's idolatry. It's the oldest sin in the book. No moral law we must follow, say they. We can do whatever we want to do. Exactly. I want to tell you this, though, because when you look in Scripture, there is two choices. It's heaven or hell. And the only way I get to heaven is because of God's mercy and because of His grace. I don't get there by what I do. Okay, but I do have to respond by making a choice. It tells us that in Romans 6, know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. I can go back to the Old Testament, Deuteronomy 30, verse 19. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I've set before you life and death, both blessings and cursings. Therefore, choose life. See, everything is a choice. I can give you the opposite of that as a positive in grace to those that overcome. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. I'm made more than a conqueror. I can go over the what overcomes the world, even our faith. We know that when we receive the word, the engrafted word, which is able to save our souls, and we receive the end of our faith, even the salvation of our souls, we overcome if we keep our eyes single and our hearts single in the wholeness of who we are given over to God. We will always overcome. Now, I'm saying that for the very purpose that it says in the book of James 1. This comes to my aid. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Let no man say that when he is tempted, he's tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is drawn away of his own lusts. Every man is drawn away of his own lust. And when lust is conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. That's James, I believe, 1:18, and you can also go over to the end of Romans chapter 6 as well. As well as 1 Corinthians 10. This is just all coming to me right now, friend, so I'm just throwing it out there. So, those that believe and respond in obedience to the Christ, they understand the spiritual life. Those that don't, because God doesn't serve them in such a fashion, because you see so many people today that get mad at God, and the reason they're mad at God is because they went to God and they didn't get from God what they wanted, but they don't understand that the first thing Jesus tells people that follow him is take up your cross and follow me. And you know those that are following the Christ, and I want to tell you how. Because he said, when you do that, I'll make you the fishers of men. There's the fruit of it right there, friends. Those that are fishers of the men and of men, those are the ones that are following the Christ. If they're not following the Christ, I don't care what their profession is. You know them by their fruit. John 15, and you are to judge them by their fruit. Matthew 7. They will become fishers of men. There's just no getting away from it. Your heart is set on the heathen as thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth is yours. Psalm 2. That's what David asked the Lord. The Lord said to David, ask of me, and I shall give unto thee the heathen as thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth as thine. Now, I better get to my point. Listen again. If God does not exist because these people are fools for their pains, if God does not exist, then everything is permissible. If there is no God, then there are no rules to live by, no moral law we must follow. We can do whatever we want. Again, that is called idolatry. And they begin to know within themselves. Hey, folks, these people are so foolish. The Bible tells us that the devils even believe and tremble. They're stupider than devils, I guess. Right? They've been blinded by the God of this world concerning the gospel and the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. But they're making the choice along the way to keep those blinders on their eyes. And everything that we do in this life, every single thing that we do in this life, friends, we make choices. And these people make a choice. They know, folks, they spend their whole lives warring against a God they say they don't believe in. How absolutely foolish. Folks, furthermore, I can bring a little boy outside and I can say, honey, do you see that building? And he would say, yeah. And I would say, does that building have a builder? And he would look at me and say, of course, Daddy. If I went outside and I said, hey, do you see that painting on that glass-stained window? And he would say to me, yeah, Daddy. And I would say, does that painting on that stained glass window, does it have a painter? And he would say, of course, Daddy. I mean, folks, this is how ridiculous this is. I mean, to deny the fact that there is a God is about, hey, folks, again, these people you could transport to the sun and they wouldn't see it because they don't want to see it, but they know that he is who he says he is. Furthermore, I'll give you one more. Voltaire, you know, this philosopher that everybody likes to quote in colleges, you know, these little good little communists. It's interesting how they like to quote or recite Voltaire, who was an atheist. This is the guy that said he was going to make the 12 stinky fishermen a thing of the past concerning the Bible. It's interesting because when he was dying, he sought out a preacher. And of course, they don't want to talk about this, but the housemaid said that when she was watching Voltaire die, it was as if she was watching a man fall into the flames of hell. And by the way, the preacher that he sought out was not sought out because his friends, his little devilish friends around him said, nope, we're not going to seek out a preacher for him. He's going to stay his confession. Interesting to note about the guy that said he was going to make those 12 stinky fishermen a thing of the past, speaking to the apostles of Jesus Christ in that Bible. 50 years later, his house was used to reproduce Bibles worldwide. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. There's the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We're having church up in here. If I was in a black church right now, they'd all be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. Bring it down. They are. I can hear you. Hey folks, well, the charade of Russia, China, and America being at odds, I talked a little bit about this yesterday, bringing it in today's show, with each other continues over fabricated circumstances, only to create more chaos in order to implement more government control on you and on a global scale. Russia, China, yes, they're your enemies, but your politicians are as well, America. So again, the charade of Russia, China, and America being at odds with each other continues over fabricated circumstances that they create so they can create the chaos. Again, only to create more chaos in order to implement more government control on the people on a global scale. So one must take note that these supposed arch enemies are all in agreement with the same communist ideologies. Has anybody taken the time to take note of that? Russia and China and your criminal sodomite in the White House, the foreign agent, they're all agreed in their communist ideologies through a totalitarian system. Call it what you will, friends, but they're all agreed. They're not at war with each other. They're allied. And I want to tell you something, Russia, China, and you criminals in American government that will soon be dealt with lawfully sooner or later. It's interesting to note that you're all in agreement. You're in a covenant with hell. Are you thinking this through? You're at war with a God that's not to be played with. He's a holy and a just God that sent his son. Furthermore, he showed mercy to you by sending his son to die on the cross for your sins, but yet you continuously reject the God that loves you so much through a demonstration of the cross of Jesus Christ. You know what? Your damnation is just. But I want to tell you something. Your covenant with hell, it will be disannulled in Jesus' name, just like it was in the past 5,000 and 6,000 years. Okay? Your alliance, your agreement, not only with hell, your covenant of hell, and your alliance with evil men, it will be disannulled, and sooner or later, you're going to end up knocking heads. And you understand what you mean, you wicked ruler, you call yourself, you wicked, wicked devil worshiper, you sons and daughters of Belial, you submit yourself to the one that means to destroy, to kill, steal, and destroy, John 10:10. Do you not realize that he is the deluder? That means that he's got his guns aimed at you too? In hell, we're talking about eternity, friends. We're not talking about a temporary, ooh, that burned, I want to go back over to Jesus now. Nope. You know all the well as to what you do, and you rush to hell all the well knowing that your covenant with your allied friends, as you might call them for now, will be disannulled. The covenant of death and the covenant of hell will be disannulled in Jesus' name. Now, Without further ado, as I said, these communist nations, all three of them, Russia, China, and America, are attempting to convince their people that God does not exist. Has anybody paid attention to that? This is what dictators do. See, that the rules you live by are what they approve or disapprove of, and that there is no moral law we must follow. Read Psalm 2:2, and they act accordingly. See, it's the idea we can do whatever we want to do as long as they agree with what we do. Hey, folks, absolutely untrue every step of the way. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, we're going to take a quick break. Fools for their pains. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The main thing that I like about Sons of Liberty Radio is it changes a paradigm from being fearful Christians to being Christians who go out into society and actually try to make a difference. A lot of times people have the outlook that everything's going downhill and all we can do is wait for the coming of Christ, but Sons of Liberty was one that addresses the issues that are going on and takes them as a paradigm of hope.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We're talking about the atheists, and I'm talking pretty much to about 78% of those that profess their Christianity in this country. Chesterton that said if there were no God, then there would be no atheists. Exactly. Remember I was talking about that analogy of the little boy? I love this topic, by the way. Because it's just, hey, let me tell you this, and I've said this, and I say it again, because it's important for you to hear. What God puts in you, no devil in hell can take it out of you, because they're fools for pains, for their pains, friends, and they know it. They don't want you to, believe what they say they don't believe in. You know, God didn't give me what I wanted, so therefore, you know what, I want you to hate him too. Now, you forgot the cross. But you know the analogy I was giving you of a little boy going outside and looking at the painter. Is there a painter? Yes, of course. And looking at the building, is there a builder? Of course. Well, then go back to the point is if we are created, then there must be a creator, right? Common sense comes into play here, right? But they leave all of that. They leave all rationale. And like I said earlier, These people could literally be transported to the sun and they wouldn't see it. And they would try to convince you that it wasn't there. And that's exactly what we're dealing with today. I was just talking about how Russia and China and America, they're not at odds with each other, friends. They're allied and of covenant of hell. There is conspiracy, Jeremiah 11:9. There is no getting around it. You are under attack by many of the representatives in your established God-ordained government that you must deal with lawfully. But I was just talking about how these communist nations, all three of them, now America, are attempting to convince you people that God doesn't exist. Hey, that sun's not really there. That moon's not there. Your wife, your son, your daughter, whatever the case, grandpa and grandma, mom, dad, they don't exist. I mean, we just blew into existence. Isn't it interesting when we look at a woman impregnated, we can see where the baby is, right? Just the way that the Lord told us, right? Common sense. And I'm just trying to reinforce everything with the Word of God and play with common sense because we have conscience. That means with knowledge. And I open my eyes and I know what's in front of me and I have knowledge of knowing what it is, right? So, these nations, they want to basically prove to the people God doesn't exist. See, that the rules you live by are what they, corrupt government, approves or disapproves of, and that there is no moral law we must follow. That, by the way, is the definition of tyranny, and you're seeing it in Russia and in China, and you're beginning to see its ugly head pop itself out in America through organizations like the ACLU, who said that the end of the ACLU is communism, said the founder of that organization, Roger Baldwin. And yet you have Americans that are so afraid of the ACLU trying to tell you that you can't talk about Jesus. Because there's lines between church and state. No, there isn't. There's an erected wall barring the government from what it's doing today. Okay? But going back to my point, it's the idea that we can do whatever corrupt government wants us to do as long as they agree with what we do. I mean, folks, when you see what these communists produce, you can see why they don't want you taking heed to the God of Moses, Exodus 20, because God's law simply exposes them for who they are, Romans 3:20, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. And if you look at the fruit of these communists, what is it? Murder, theft, destruction, again, John 10:10. See, they'd be put out of business if the people across the world would simply obey God's commandments and actually love them enough to execute them. I'm talking about his commandments. So I don't have some little liberal atheist say, Bradley's talking about executing people. No, I said executing the laws against crime. It's called judgment. And yes, friends, it really is that simple. You see, these tyrants understand that wars, the wars they create, and folks, just keep in mind, they're willing to use your sons and daughters to fight their unconstitutional wars. See, if it's a worthy war like our forefathers, why don't they go first? Well, they don't do that. They just send your sons and your daughters. These tyrants understand that the wars that they create are brought forth through the rule of force, and force is what they use to rule, is it not? If that wasn't the case, why is the IRS and other bureaucracies that are ruled the people by force? Why are people more afraid of those bureaucracies than any other? And it's interesting to note who has the hand in the puppet when it comes to how many times did the IRS get sicked on people when they were exposing Bill Clinton back in the 90s? How many conservative and patriotic and Christian organizations have been sicked on by the IRS? And we know it goes right up to the White House concerning this foreign agent in the people's White House. You get my point? They're more afraid of that than anything else. So, while peace is found through the reign of law, God's moral law, we're based on common law in this country, it is the law that these tyrants refuse to submit to in order to have peace. Is that what's going on today, friends? Why, of course it is. Look at the crimes being exposed concerning those that you call representatives. And because you fail to understand what the preamble says, that we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, because you leave off justice, guess what? Your freedoms are going bye-bye and you're giving yourself over to tyranny. Read Isaiah 51:4 when you get a moment. In contrast, listen to this. Here's the good guy, righteous King David. He understood that it was the law that made the king. So when he stated, I am for peace, when I speak, they are for war. I get that, folks, by the way. I am for peace, literally. And that is the rule of law. I am for peace, said David, but when I speak, they are for law. See, they think that to offend them means to offend by using God's moral law in his government offends their lawless lifestyles. I don't care if that offends you. I hope it does, so that the Holy Ghost might come about to convince you of your sin, righteousness, and judgment, John 16, that he might drive you to the foot of the cross where godly repentance is wrought. But it's with the law in the hand of the schoolmaster that drives you to the foot of the cross, Galatians 3:24. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war, said King David. Psalm 141, verse 5. In other words, King David knew that God's law, when magnified, brought forth peace through judgments. When God's law is magnified and it's brought forth, what does it bring forth? Peace through judgment. It's interesting how Scripture tells us in Romans 5 that moreover the law enters that the offense might abound. But where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. Now, let me give you the first part of that. Moreover the law enters that the offense might abound. Have you ever been on a highway where everybody's driving as fast as they want to, and then all of a sudden they see the cop get off the ramp onto the highway, and then all of a sudden you see everybody's brake lights go on, right? See, the law is being enforced. And what does everybody do? They slow down because they don't want judgment. See what happens when the law is present? See? And King David knew that when God's law was magnified, it brought forth peace, because if you violated that law, then they would establish judgment, and that's your job, America, right there. But you leave off the magnification of God's law, constitutional law. Every time you hear these debates going on conservative radio or in the church in America, they take it for face value. They don't go back and make reference to the Word of God or the Constitution, because if they did, then they can actually bring about the resolve. But if they brought about the resolve, they wouldn't have a job. And to their own shame, that's their bad, not mine. Mine's to work myself out of a job. Did you know that American forefather Noah Webster knew what disobeying God's law would bring forth? He said, all the miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. That's right. All the miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war. If that's not true, these all proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible, then I want you to call me and set me straight. Because the only argument against that Bible, friends, is an unholy lifestyle. And folks, I'm talking about the atheists who, they want their idolatry. They want to live their lives because in the process, they want to try to convince everybody else, just like the governments in Russia, China, and America. And by the way, that is the history of tyrants. The first thing they do is get rid of God. Isaiah 14, because they want to ascend. Satan wants to ascend himself upon the throne of God. Well, that just ain't going to fly. See, that's a thing of the past. But there are still dictators who think that they're going to take that position. Just because you have a bunch of useful idiots that will go along to get along concerning the prospective constituents in Russia, China, and in America doesn't mean God's just going to go overlook your wrong and let you be the dictator that you want to be by taking his seat and removing the Christ. Absolutely not. Will never happen. Let me say that again. It will never, ever happen. Let me say it again. America, that will never happen. Hey, Russia, China, America, all the bad guys, all you atheists, you call yourself atheists, you know who you're at war with. I want to tell you something. It will never, ever, ever happen. The seed of the righteous, listen carefully. I'm going to bring you back to a movie out of the 90s, a little baseball game called Sandlot with a bunch of kids. Never, ever will happen, because the seed of the righteous is forever. It is forever. How does that fit your little demonic heart, huh? You will never have the upper hand on the church. You may be the anvil that pounds away. I'm sorry, you may be the hammer that pounds on the anvil being the church, you being the hammer. But I want to tell you what, it's never the anvil that's replaced. It's always the hammer. The church will always be in Jesus Christ, for the gates of hell shall not prevail. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.